Hey, this is Brandy.
And this is Brene.
And you're listening to
50 Shades of Slay.
Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode of 50 Shades of Slay. And actually, this week, we're going to start this off on a little bit more of a serious note. It's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we want to touch on some subjects this week.
Yeah. And actually, I want to bring up that apparently May is Sexual Assault Prevention Month, which I think is kind of ridiculous because it should all kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And really, it should always be Prevention Month. But so it's a subject that's kind of close to a lot of women. Like, I think every woman I know, which is kind of sad.
Very scary.
Like, everyone's got their own experience. Yeah,
right.
They've all got a story, and it's really scary how common it is. And it's to the point where now we're not really ashamed or even quiet to talk about it.
Not to say that we are, because there's a lot of women that don't talk about it. I feel like what's happening is that it's so common is that our emotions aren't so attached to
it. We're more numb to it.
It's like a common thing to talk about that day that guy did that to you.
And and without putting yourself in the actual standpoint of the victim, which you really are, you know what I mean? It's become the norm.
Exactly.
Like, and a lot of people blame themselves for it, and a lot of people place blame on the woman, or even the, it doesn't even have to be the woman, because men can be sexually assaulted too.
And we want to make that known.
Blame
we know
on
that.
The victim.
Women are just targeted a little bit more than
what
men.
What could you have done differently? What could you have done to not put yourself in that situation?
Like, that's what
and
you
that's...
get for dressing like that. And I actually wanted to say, because, you know, you guys, we have this podcast, and it's an explicit content podcast where we talk about sex and relationships and whatever. And, you know, we're as women allowed to talk about these things openly without, you know, nobody should be thinking that because we talk about this kind of stuff.
That it's an open invitation to do whatever they want with us.
It definitely isn't. It is not. And, you know.
If I want to walk down the street buck-ass naked, that's still not an invitation to put your hands on me.
It's not. Or like we were talking about earlier, like you go to the bar and you get that, what, you bought me a $2.50 drink and what, I owe you a whole lot of pussy. Like, here, let me get out my payment for you then, since I owe you so much, buddy. Like, you know, I just want all the men out there that are listening, because you know what? We know that the majority of listeners right now on our show are men. We want you guys to know that the way we're talking right now, this is the way that we're perceiving things, and it's for a reason. If someone is going to make a change and stand up and change our minds about it, it has to be you guys. Something's got to be different. And I know that there's Prevention Month, but there should be something where, you know, and even women, actually, Brene, me and Brene are actually have to confession. We catcalled a guy.
Yeah, we were guilty. I mean, and we do it a lot. It's not like it's just the one guy.
No, we catcalled, and we didn't really realize until
just
we started
driving down the street, him dreads on his bike.
First of all, he was beautiful.
And,
and we almost damn near broke our necks too. We were breaking our necks, looking out the window like, dreads, dude, look over here, you know, like, and not even realizing, like, oh my God, that's the shit that we talk about.
Feels.
So, you know, we have to put each other in just in those moments. I mean, not to say that, not to give someone a compliment.
But that wouldn't have made us jump out of the car and try and grab them and throw them in our car. What I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, there's definitely a fine line.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference between that and, like, actual assault. And assault doesn't even have to be touching. Like, how many times have you been approached or hit on, and as soon as you, like, turn them down, it's like, well, fuck you, bitch. You aren't that fine anyway. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Yeah.
First of all, it's intimidating
and
as a woman.
And they call you stuck up.
Because how do you react to that? You know what I mean? You either react with anger, and which could escalate a whole different situation, or you know what I mean? Or you respond by kind of withdrawing and falling back into that place of submission.
And, you know,
because
have you ever felt like
you don't want want the drama?
Have you ever felt like sometimes like that you almost are going with the flow of things at one point, not like kind of talking to someone or sort of maybe then
responding to messages that you might not have
you
wanted
don't
to,
because you kind of feel like, I don't know, you're just like, why am I even doing this? You kind of feel like society makes us feel so obligated to do stuff like this sometimes, guys. It's a problem.
In social media, I mean, it's like I said, you get most of that harassment, and I want to use harassment lightly in this term, just because harassment when you're constantly responding or when you're constantly sending someone a message and not getting it back. Yeah. I would consider that harassment.
I do too.
Just because
it is though. You're not, you're
if you're
not...
if someone's interested, you know, you're going to respond, you know, you're uh-huh. going to have that dialect.
Right.
So when you have that person not saying anything back to you after 3, 4, 5 messages, mm-hmm. then you kind of got to get the point. Not like, where are you? What's happening? You know what yeah, I mean? And then, yeah. like you said, you're obligated to kind of like, yeah, okay, sorry.
Now you have to respond and say, yeah, I didn't mean to leave you hanging, dude. But I mean, like, I'm clearly not interested. Why did I have to verbalize that? Oh my goodness. People like, it just goes on and on.
It really does.
Fucking... Oh, it's just crazy. But you know what? I just want everyone to really and truly and honestly, since we have this month and next month where, you know, sexual assault awareness is there and prevention is going to be there next month, you know, take the time to recognize it. I did see some stuff locally that's going on. Did you see the photo? There was a photo shoot that I was seeing go by on Instagram.
Yeah, I was seeing a few of those things.
I wish I knew the thing to tell everybody to go see. I don't even know where they
would. Maybe we can post the link or something.
Yeah, we'll try and post a link because they actually did this really crazy, amazing photo shoot where they actually because some people are very visual, so they gave a visual of what it could look like. And
because you don't even know sometimes until it's too late, like you're in these situations.
This shit happens in rooms filled with people. It's not just when you're alone.
Yeah. My first job, I was 14 years old, and I was offered a job from a family friend at a shoe store, which was, I thought it was amazing. I'm going to have shoes or whatever. It actually ended up being like an old woman shoe store, but I was excited to have my first job at 14, and the first couple hours were fine. I was in the front. There was someone else there that was working, so the first couple hours, it was fine. I was unloading stock and whatnot, and then the other person left, and the boss, my manager, my family friend, knowing I was fully 14 years old, calls me into the back, and I go in the back, and he's sitting there with his pants down.
Right.
He's like, well, I thought you understood why you had this job.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's at 14, how the hell am I supposed to understand how I got this job? Like, and he had driven me there, and I had to, like, find my way home on the bus. Yeah. I, like, ran out of there. It was terrifying.
And you know what's really sad, guys, about this is that Brene had previously told me this story, and if no one can tell already, my reaction isn't shocked. And my reaction initially wasn't either. It was like, yeah, I know. That's the kind of shit that happens. This is normalcy for a lot of women. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. Where
if he had locked the door or something, I don't know what would have happened. You know what I mean? If he had been just slightly more of a creep, you know what I mean? Who knows? It could have been a whole different story.
Right? Tis the things that we've been subjected
to. And how many other little stories like that we don't think now are such a big deal, but like because, really they are.
Well, you know what? The problem is we don't think it's a big deal because so much worse has happened since then. It starts off that way and then a lot more happens to you and your family, and so those little things are like, okay, well, maybe I can let that slide. That's not that bad. At least he didn't rape me. No, none of it's okay. Why are we even doing it this way?
It's inappropriate.
It is, and it needs to stop being swept under the rug like it's not a big fucking deal.
Yeah,
I'm really tired of it. But anyway, so yeah, let's all take advantage of the fact that that's what we're supposed to be doing, is bringing awareness this month and next month. So to all of our listeners, if there's anything you can do to bring that awareness or, you know, whatever, do it. Now is the time.
Keep an eye out wherever you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, be safe.
Just be a little extra more cautious because the world's a fucked up place.
Yeah. Sometimes we got to learn our lessons the hard way. I know I did, you know, and it's sad. And so we're trying to reach out and say, you don't have to learn it the hard way. Just listen to us and be safe.
Yeah.
And go with a buddy and don't leave them and don't drink too
much.
And
that's not even to say, like, be a prude and don't, like, own your fucking fierceness. Because
you can
empower sex.
Like, sex is empowering.
It really is.
Actually, before we get into it, we do want to say it was a listener that wrote into us and asked us to talk about sex. So what was it that he said, Brene?
He asked how sex can be empowering in this new dynamic 21st century.
Right.
Just and a this sick is, ass way of putting it.
It is a dope way. And you know what? This is a male that wrote in and was like, actually, women need to know that sex is empowering and let's talk about it. Guys, a man.
Because men have been using sex for empowerment since beginning of freaking time. That's that's been their thing. And now women are trying to take it back. And that's
I feel like not take it back. I feel like everybody should equally use our sex as an empowerment. I just feel like women should stop being the ones that are taught to suppress it. Because we're taught from a very young age to suppress our sexuality.
You don't want to be a hoe.
It's really even more than that. It's like you won't even be respected as a woman if they think that you... So, okay, so for example, me and Brené are breaking those barriers with this talk show. We talk sex and dildos and fucking, and we don't care. Because that's a part of life, and this is the shit that we do or other people do. Or, you know, we're voices for other people. Not all the stories we tell are ours, just so everybody knows. I'm not that big of a hoe.
Disclaimer.
Like, I cannot, you know. But, you know, but we were taught the same thing. But, you know, we were saying earlier, like, friends, even friends of ours that support us and fully support, and family that fully support us. It's not even, and it's like embarrassment, right? Like, they don't sometimes want to say that they even listen to the show. So never mind that we're, you know, but
it's their dirty little secret.
It is, and it's like,
and it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't.
And like, blare it on the bus, wherever you are, listen, you know, to us on your iPhone.
I mean, maybe not if your kids are there. Maybe not.
Yeah, not safe for work and not safe for kids.
This isn't TG. Don't get it twisted. No, but for sure, you know, definitely.
Own it. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Don't be afraid to talk to your partner about the things that you're into and that you want to try. And you know what I mean? That's part of owning it and just empowering yourself within that whole sexual aspect.
I'm tired
of
you bitches having vanilla sex that you hate and not even, you know how many people
creating
know?
This shit called marinating.
And you know what I'm saying?
Can let your freak flag fly.
Oh, Brené. Mama's going to love you for that. Okay, wait
Shout
a minute.
Shout out to mom.
Shout out to mama. Side note, what Brené just said. Okay, my mom has been saying this saying forever in a day, and it drove me nuts. And last week when we stopped recording, Brené said that, and I almost fell on the floor. I said, the only other person I heard say this shit was my mom. So, you know, I had to tell my mom. So I do. And why is my mom so excited? Yeah.
Now she's cool.
Yeah.
Now she's one of the cool kids.
It's on the podcast. Now she really thinks she's cool. Mom, it's not cool. I'm just putting that out there. Like, come on. But, you know, sexually empowered women means strength, guys. It means strength. So stop pretending like you're having orgasms when you're not. The only person it's hurting is you, bitch. That's why you're so fucking grumpy and judging us for talking about dildos on our show. Because you wish you could, and you can't, because you're lying to your own self.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
I got my Hitachi.
There were studies that showed, actually, though, that tapping in, I don't know. I don't know exactly because I didn't write it down. So this isn't verbatim, guys. But that if you tap into your sexuality a lot more, it empowers you in other things like your career. Anytime we look within and tap into that power, though, it does something. So stop thinking
that energy, it all flows. It's all connected.
Sexual energy is a part of that. So don't forget that, ladies. Like, while you're trying to practice that self-love, wink, wink, that self-love. You know what I'm saying?
And if you know your friend's getting some badass dick, you need to step in
Stop
and be like,
that
hey.
Hoe. Be like, bitch, no.
Why are you doing this
dick
to yourself?
It's not good for you.
No, not at all. So I heard on the news about a Daryl Lee.
Oh, God.
This man apparently in, I believe, Michigan.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was arrested. Or he was pulled over. Well, he was eventually arrested, but he was pulled over initially for drunk driving. And I don't know why this man had nothing else on but his boxer shorts.
Yeah.
And these and just coincidentally, his boxer shorts had arrows pointing to his genitalia.
Yeah.
Saying, if you're drunk, blow here.
If you're drunk, just so happened. No, it was like, if you're drunk, this is the breathalyzer. Blow
this
here.
Is your
breathalyzer. And the cops pull him over.
As he's getting pulled over for drunk driving.
And he's sitting there in these underwear looking at him like,
and what did he
think? They were like, it's worse because in this guy's car, he had a shit fuck ton of condoms. Then he had a cock ring. He had a cock ring. He had some other toys and stuff, dude. And then he had binoculars. We're like, they think that this guy was going to look for escorts, but Brené and I are like,
no.
Nah.
Someone's husband came home
and
early.
He had to run, and they were doing some freaky deaky shit, and that he couldn't get his pants on, and he took off, and he got pulled over. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Daryl Lee.
You know,
wherever
you
are,
you're creeping. You got caught.
I would love for Daryl Lee to like even call in and explain himself because the rest of the world really.
The
wants
underwear
to know.
Himself were hilarious, but yeah, the story and everything you got caught.
We just want to know where you got the cock ring because we have suppliers if you need another one.
That's why you need a freaking screening process. I swear, friends should have there should be a test.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know, like a whole screening process you have to go through that for your friends.
Like, who are you dating?
Somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go through freaking background checks. You need to know social security. You need ex-girlfriends, freaking references.
This is the thing. If they did it to me, as soon as you run my credit check, we're breaking up. That's it. They're gonna be like, fuck this bitch, we ain't getting nowhere in life ever, bye.
We ain't getting no house, we ain't getting no car,
right?
Well, even beyond the credit check, I mean, just history, you need to know,
you don't need four to know my history,
friends references, I need to know four stories,
that's true.
You know what I mean, four drunken stories.
Uh-huh. Yeah, drunken stories.
Ex-girlfriend references.
Oh no, you know what, I'm partial to that because it's not fair sometimes how women do their exes. Like, okay, there's some of my exes that I'll just be like, fuck that motherfucker.
But Kristen sends crazy. We know if the girl's just being spiteful.
Well, I don't know. It's always kind of spiteful because I'm saying fuck that motherfucker because of what he did to me. But he might have been the best thing that happened to her. So who am I to... I wouldn't ask nobody's exes nothing. I don't want
to
know.
No,
I'll ask
know
your friends
stories.
And family. Your friends and family can
They're
tell
gonna
me.
Back you up. What do you mean? Oh, he's an awesome guy. He's the most amazing guy.
No, that's not true. I've had guys, I've had their friends flat out. I have actually been talking
Maybe
to
if they're trying to fuck you too.
Well, they're all trying to yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but a legit friend's not gonna be like, yeah, he cheated on his last six girlfriends and he don't pay his baby mama and you know what I mean? He's
I
not
know.
Gonna tell you all of that.
You know what
shit.
The screening process would have to be like a literal
yeah, gone through some stuff, but he's a good guy.
Listen, it would have to be a private detective that you hired that has no connection or something like that, that just follows this motherfucker around. Guess what? You know what they would probably
Bait
find?
Them and shit.
You know what they would find? Half the time? A side chick.
Yeah,
I promise
a whole
other you.
Family. A whole if you're other, the side chick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, half the dudes that I started, I could have used this screening process, like, 2-3 boyfriends ago. Like, because then someone would have gave me a heads up before the motherfuckers came out with extra girlfriends on the side and taking my money and, you know, lying and doing all this extra stuff.
But on the same note, if you meet a guy and he's got six baby mamas and they're all talking shit about him and he's been dating you for 3 weeks and hasn't seen any of his kids once, there's also a huge warning
yeah, that
sign like that.
That wasn't my case. Is that what you were saying?
No,
oh,
I'm not looking at you. I'm not pointing.
Okay, I'm like, she looked me dead in my eyes and she said, you know what, Brandy?
It's all you.
You knew he was a piece of shit, you dumb bitch.
No,
well, fuck.
But I have a lot of friends that are going through that. And then it's like, how many times can I console you over the same problem?
Yeah,
you know
I
what
know.
I mean?
Oh,
when
I hate
you
that.
Know this. Like, I could have told you it was...
You know what?
Three ago.
Sometimes you be telling your friends, like, listen, it's time. He's done. He's cheated or he's lied or whatever. And it was, like, repetitive and you're done seeing it. And they're like, okay, okay. And then they go back and keep coming crying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, at what point are you like, you know what? I love you, but I don't want to fucking hear
it. You're a dumb bitch.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm done hearing
it. And that's it. And I've never had the experience where... I've been constantly cheated on, or at least not as far as I know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So none of my breakups have ever ended
like
that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To have to be in the mindset where, like, I want to take him back. Like, oh, he did this to me, but I want to take him back. Oh,
yeah.
He treats me like shit, but I want to take him back.
Yeah.
I've never had that sort of negative relationship, so
right.
I don't understand it.
I mean, I don't understand
I really
going
don't
back
understand.
And back and back.
And
I don't get
it
either. I don't get it either. Like, I mean, I understand love. You know what, though? I really don't, because even, like, my long-term relationship, the one that really counted, like, the rest that I kind of dated in between are just people that I dated. There was no nothing, like, fucking, I could give a fuck less if I saw him ever again. But that relationship was hard for me, but I still left, and I didn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I didn't want to, but I love myself more. And that's what I can't understand. At one point, you just gotta love yourself a little bit more than that. Because there's gonna be another guy that you fall in love with just the same way.
Those butterflies are gonna come with someone else. And yeah,
almost
exactly.
Every guy after that is gonna be able to make you feel those butterflies again, because it's new and exciting, and they're lying, probably. Just flat out, they're lying to you, bitch. So
not all of them. I've seen them meet the really good guys.
See,
I don't know how.
You still have a hope for the world.
I do. I'm always cautiously optimistic in every situation.
I think that's a good thing.
But I also have a lot of, I wouldn't even say a lot of standards, but certain standards.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? There are certain signs that I look for and certain things that I kind of stay away from. So I think that helps me. in the long run. But I don't know. I just meet the nice guys.
No, that's it. I don't want to hear you say shit because you, Brene has this like lucky guy thing. Mm. Like everyone she comes across is pretty much like a decent person. Like, so it's really just what do I want at this point? Meanwhile, I'm looking for someone to be like halfway a decent even friend at this point. And D-bag. Yeah. One night stand. Okay. Like, come on. Like, I'm done.
I know. You know, gotta get you a good one.
Oh, no, I'm done. I don't even... I think I
just gotta go to Germany.
I just need to... girl, don't even... I'd find the biggest D-bag in Germany ever, because that's what
I
attract.
And it's like, with you, it's like you're my best friend, and it's like... It's like, oh, I know so many single guys, but then they're like my brother.
Oh yeah, that's not.
It's like
happening.
That would be so weird too. No, that's what do you like feel family. About that? Like,
I couldn't.
How do you do? Like, would you ever date your friend?
Okay, so
or not even date, like even fuck your friend's brothers, sisters.
Oh, brothers or sisters? I don't discriminate. Well, when I was younger, I dated for like a week though. It wasn't even a thing. Like for a week, I dated my friend's brother, and it was just weird. So we didn't even have sex or anything. It was like the weirdest because when I'm good friends with somebody, like for me, when I look at like, cause I've met your brother, mm-hmm. one of them. And like when I see them, I see friendship. I see family. Mm-hmm. I don't see. Yeah. I see
my
you.
Face on there.
Hey, I do.
Hey, Brandy.
For real. I do. And then, so for me, it would be really weird. I'm not even, I like right off the hop. It's not even a chemistry like that. Yeah, I just don't feel it.
You're not even looking at him like that.
No, no. I mean, I know some people do, and like shit happens. I guess if you
had a brother, he'd be hot.
My brother, I have a brother.
Myself, do you?
Yeah, you're not meeting him. He's got a girlfriend. Don't worry about my brother, Brene. Look at what this bitch just did. See, that's the reason why we have to talk about shit like this. Bitch, no.
A male version of you.
I would be low-key upset, I think. I don't think I would be like, Brene, you can't talk to him. Like, I'm not your keeper or his. You guys do what you gotta do. But in the back of my head, oh yeah.
In the next bedroom, you'd be like, this fuck, motherfucker.
Listen,
bitch.
I would just be doing all kinds of stuff trying to wreck you guys, like, secretly.
You know she a hoe, right?
Like, I heard that bitch last weekend we went to the bar together. And I don't know if she went home with that guy or not, but all I'm saying.
She didn't come home with me.
She didn't go home. Oh my goodness.
Oh, I'll give her all the dirt.
I wanted to talk about something too, because Brene keeps giving me shit about this. Botox.
Oh, God. Yeah, Brene wants to get Botox in, like, a lot of places. It's not even like, oh, I just want to fix this little thing. It's like, no, here. Girl, you're fucking gorgeous. You gotta I know you love yourself. No one loves yourself more than you do, Brandy, so I don't get it.
That's true.
I don't get it.
That is the honest to God truth if I ever heard it in my life.
I know.
You're not
sitting in the mirror like, oh my God.
Yeah, I kind of do sometimes.
I think
though.
It was that shitty video that was taken of you.
My fucking second chin pissed. We took this damn video, and when we played it back, all you could see, and I'm skinny, but for some reason I had three fucking chins, and I already have a butt chin. I already got that dumbass dimple.
I love that.
And then
dimple.
I had like a, oh God.
I love it.
That's one of the places the Botox would go. I would Botox that bitch flat. Lips. I want the little corners of my eyes.
Oh, God. A whole new brand. And listen, you would not even look the same at all.
I don't want... If there was enough Botox in this world, I would inject such a Nicki Minaj booty on
me. Oh, no. Nobody give this girl a credit card or any freaking plastic surgery coupons. Because this girl will go nuts.
Listen, I would shake that plastic booty all over this city. Like,
you wouldn't be able to move your face. You wouldn't be able to sit down.
I'd be like, I am happy, Brene. I'm so happy for you.
wasn't there a show or something where someone had like ass implants? And I want to say it was real, but I don't know if it was.
What, and it flipped around or something?
No, she like fell on her ass and like
and
her ass.
Popped.
Yeah, and it popped.
Yeah, that happened.
Didn't that happen? this is the things you want. You know what I mean? You can't sit down too hard. Don't fall. If you fall, fall on your face. It's
Listen,
safer.
The only like, thing come on. I would be scared of is like having sex and he slaps my ass and it pops. Pa! Done. It's just fucked. Because you know why? I'd be like, do you know how much money that costs, motherfucker? Like, someone's paying for a new implant. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm so
the
done
warranty.
With this shit. Then my lip pops. Sucking dick and your lip pops.
Oh, no. You don't need any sort of Botox. And nobody does. I really don't. I'm not.
But I think if that's what makes you feel, but if that's what makes you feel beautiful, I'm not against plastic surgery or Botox or whatever. I don't give a fuck if your tits are fake or not or what. I don't care if that's what makes you happy. I just feel like don't do it to make society happy. Don't do it because Kylie Jenner did it. Because by the way, Kris Jenner, we looked her up today.
She's looking fine.
Have you got no Kris Jenner with the blonde?
She's fine.
I just hit my head off the mic because that was. Too much. No, she ain't. She looks crazy.
She looked good.
No, she didn't.
Compared to what she looked like, she's over 60 years old. She's gotta be. Like, for 60 years old to look, she looked decent.
She's a fucking
hot
mess.
She's pretty good. I mean, mind you, that was all plastic surgery and your $1,000 makeup team, but
yeah,
you know what I mean? She looked
good.
Imagine
what she looks like if she wipes that makeup off. It's probably really weird looking.
Oh, probably. But that's exactly it, though. This is the shit that you want to get injected into your face that you're going to have to keep getting injected every single, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Month? I don't even know how long you need Botox for, but you would have to do it forever once you start.
So... I just don't see the problem. I still don't see the problem.
No blood, all filler.
I'm not even real anymore. Call me Barbie, bitch. All right, guys. Well, we're going to throw you into a throwback. I know it's Throwback Thursday, so I know you guys love your songs we choose for you.
Legit.
So get ready to pop that. And listen, if you got that Botox booty, get ready right now. Clap that.
Don't drop it too hard, though. Unless you got that warranty.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look, she's just so...
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
if your girlfriend got your butt,
hell
tell
yeah,
her shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it,
shake it,
shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet
dance with the open.
I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix a lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos, not me bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
do you wanna roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold. retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss. Cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Guys, I hope you like that throwback.
Brandy want back. Brandy's yeah. offering 3 free dates to anybody willing to sponsor her first Botox treatment.
Why'd you do that? Now my shit's gonna blow up. This girl.
DM her at Brandy.
Oh, you know what? I'm done. Do not DM me unless you're for real about it. I'm just joking. All right, you guys, we want to give some special shout-outs before we end the show. And first of all, our very first shout-out we want to give is to Paul at WeSpeak for having us here. Yay, Paul. Thank you for having us in your studio. He's really hooking it up, guys. Like, if anyone's interested in a podcast, this is the place to be. I'm telling you. I also want to give a shout-out. No, you won't be as good as us, but I mean, you could try.
Paul will help you.
Chris Mayhew, shout out to Chris Mayhew. Yeah, yeah. We mentioned him last week. He did Brené's boudoir, very first boudoir photo shoot last week, and he just did an amazing photo shoot with me this past weekend. Both of our photos are going to be in his fall art show, so coming up in the fall, and you know, along with many others. So yeah. Definitely.
We'll shoot the details.
Well, we'll give you guys details when it gets closer to the fall
Once we know a little bit more.
Yeah. We also want to talk about What a Drag. Again, What a Drag is coming up. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're probably sold out by now.
Yes, they're completely sold out. Yeah. They even opened up extra tables, but those are sold out. So
gone. Okay, well, you know what?
Anyone if you didn't get it, you're going to miss out.
You're going to miss out.
So you better watch our video.
You better. We're going behind the scenes.
You feel part of the cool crowd.
We're going behind the scenes anyway, so you're going to see footage, even if you are going, even if you're going to What a Drag, definitely look out, because, I mean, you know what, maybe
we'll be everywhere.
Maybe we even accidentally got you in a clip. I don't know, maybe we interviewed you.
Maybe.
We're going to be all over the place.
And we will be drinking, so who knows what could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So What a Drag, Chris Mayhew, and thanks to Paul at WeSpeak, and that's what's going on right now locally. Actually, listen out, because we're going to be having a guest on the show very soon. I don't want to say too much just yet, but you're not going to want to miss it. So look out for our posts, because we'll definitely be posting about that. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in again this week.
It's another week.
That's another one. And another one. All right, we love you guys, and we'll see you again next Thursday at 8 p.m.
Love you.
Get sprayed, tip the tatch, jump out the range, empty out the ashtray. A glass of Zay, making mad gases, play red dot plots, murder schemes, 32 strung, regulate with my 7.